Zichru v'abas da tzadi aleph. This year is l'zichru nishmas Rabbi Goldhar's father, Moshe ben Beryl, zichru l'vracha. The first sugya on the daf, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. The Braisa says a person can't leave Eretz Yisrael unless two saw of wheat cost a selah. If Shimon says it's only permitted to leave if there's no wheat to purchase. If there is, you can't leave even if a single saw cost a selah. Similarly, if Shimon Yochai says, Elimelech, Machlan, and Kilian, who were Gedele Adar and Parnasse Adar, were punished to die because they left from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. On Amud Beis, Shimon Karcha says, Chas V'Shalom, even if they found bran in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't have left, but rather they were punished because they should have davened for the generation and they didn't. Second sugya in the daf, Avram's imprisonment and the reaction of the nation's great men on his patira. Rav Chana bar Rava says the name of Rav, Avram Avinu was imprisoned for 10 years, 3 in Kusa, 7 in Kardu. Rav Dimon Hadaa says the opposite. Rav Chisda identifies Ivra's year of Kusa as Or Kasdim. Rav Chana bar Rava says the name of Rav, that the day that Avram Avinu was Nifter, all the great men of the world's nation stood in a line and said, Oyla la'olam sh'avad manhigai, oyla l'sfina sh'avad kavanita. The third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yechanan's recollections. The Gemara quotes 5 things that Rabbi Yechanan remembered. Number 1, I remember when 4 saw of wheat once cost only a selah, yet there were many people in Tveria whose stomachs were swollen from hunger because there was no money from which to buy it. Number 2, I remember when workers wouldn't hire themselves out to work to the east of the city because they would die from the smell of the bread which was blown from the city. Number 3, I remember when a child would break open a carob and a stream of honey would flow over his arms. Number 4, I remember when a boy and girl would play together in the marketplace at the age of 16 and 17 and they wouldn't do avers. Number 5, I remember when they used to say in the Beis Medrash, he who accepts Goyim falls into their hands, he who trusts them, everything that is his will be theirs. And so, once again, the first sugya on the daf, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. The Braisa says a person can't leave Eretz Yisrael unless 2 saw of wheat cost a selah. If Shimon says it's only permitted to leave if there's no wheat to purchase. If there is, you can't leave even if a single saw cost a selah. Similarly, Rav Shimon Yochai says, Elimelech, Machlan, and Kilian, who were Gedele Adar and Parnasse Adar, were punished to die because they left from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. On Amud Beis, Rav Shimon Karcha says, Chas V'Shalom, even if they found bran in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't have left, but rather they were punished because they should have davened for the generation and they didn't. Second sugya in the daf, Avram's imprisonment and the reaction of the nation's great men on his patira. Rav Chana bar Rava says the name of Rav, Avram Avinu was imprisoned for 10 years, 3 in Kusa, 7 in Kardu. Rav Dimon Hadaa says the opposite. Rav Chisda identifies Ivra's year of Kusa as Or Kasdim. Rav Chana bar Rava says the name of Rav, that the day that Avram Avinu was Nifter, all the great men of the world's nation stood in a line and said, Oyla la'olam sh'avad manhigai, oyla l'sfina sh'avad kavanita. The third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yechanan's recollections. The Gemara quotes 5 things that Rabbi Yechanan remembered. Number 1, I remember when 4 saw of wheat once cost only a selah, yet there were many people in Tveria whose stomachs were swollen from hunger because there was no money from which to buy it. Number 2, I remember when workers wouldn't hire themselves out to work to the east of the city because they would die from the smell of the bread which was blown from the city. Number 3, I remember when a child would break open a carob and a stream of honey would flow over his arms. Number 4, I remember when a boy and girl would play together in the marketplace at the age of 16 and 17 and they wouldn't do avers. Number 5, I remember when they used to say in the Beis Medrash, he who accepts Goyim falls into their hands, he who trusts them, everything that is his will be theirs. Once again, the first sugya on the daf, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. Second sugya, Avram's imprisonment, and the reactions of the nation's great men on his patira. Third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yechanan's recollections. The Simif Babas Dav Tzadi Aleph is an exit sign. The great Rav standing at a large exit sign at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, do not leave, and depicted the graves of a Jewish leader and his 2 sons, saw off in the distance the prison where Avram Avinu was kept for many years, and recalled how years earlier, teenage boys and girls would play together under the exit sign in the marketplace and not do avers. The exit sign reminds of Tav Tzadi Aleph, Tzei, the sign at the borders of Eretz Yisrael that said, do not leave, that had the graves of a Jewish leader and his 2 sons, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, that a person shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael, and the death of Elimelech and his sons. The prison where Avram Avinu was kept for many years reminds of the second sugya on the daf, Avram's imprisonment and the reactions of the nation's great men on his patira. He remembered the teenage boys and girls who had played together and not do averus, reminds of a third sugya on the daf, Rabbi Yechanan's recollections. And now for the 4 blat chazara, Babas Daf Pei Zayin. The first sugya on the daf, acquiring attached flax through uprooting a small amount. Second sugya, allowing 3 drops after pouring for a buyer, and the status of residue in the measuring cup. Third sugya, a child sent to a chenveni was sent back with oil and change, and he lost it. The Simfa Basta Pezayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. The man who used a golden Pez candy dispenser to uproot some flax, to acquire it as well as the rest of the attached flax, noticed the storekeeper tilting his measuring cup, shaped like a candy dispenser, to drip 3 additional drops into the buyer's container, while a child sent to the store with money in a container to buy some oil cried after he broke the container and lost the change. Pez reminds of Daf Pei Zayin. The uprooting of the flax, to be kind of the additional flax, reminds of the first sugya on the daf, that you could acquire attached flax through uprooting a small amount. The 3 additional drops that he poured into the buyer's container reminds of the second sugya on the daf, allowing 3 drops after pouring for a buyer, and the status of residue in the measuring cup. And the child that lost the oil and the change reminds of the third sugya on the daf, a child that was sent to a chenveni and was sent back with oil and change, and it got lost. The first sugya on the daf, Hanaita Kliman Ha'uman Levakrei V'nenes Biyadei. Second sugya, cleaning weights and measures and the requirement to give a buyer extra. Third sugya, Kasha Ancient Shalmidas Yesim Ancient Shalarayas. The sim from Abbas Daf Peches is a garbage can. The garbage man who accidentally dropped and dented a garbage can when he picked it up to examine it to purchase it was waiting to tell the shopkeeper, who was busy tilting a scale for the buyer's benefit, under a sign that said, Kasha Ancient Shalmidas Yesim Ancient Shalarayas. Garbage can reminds of Daf Peches, Pach. The garbage man who accidentally dropped it and dented it when he picked it up to examine it reminds of the first sugar on the daf. The shopkeeper who is tilting the scale reminds of the second sugar on the daf, cleaning weights and measures and the requirement to give a buyer extra. And the sign of Kasha Ancient Shalmidis reminds of the third sugar on the daf, Kasha Ancient Shalmidis, Yesima Ancient Shalarais. The 3 sugars on the daf. Number 1, Eifa Shlema teaches not to deviate from measuring practices, even without cheating. Number 2, one's money depends on his honesty with measures. Number 3, fraudulent measuring practices, oilim oimer, oilim loyimer. The simf babasda peites is a pot. The seller who always made sure to measure with his eifa shlema pot, to remember not to level in a place with a heap, watched his competitor go poor from cheating people using different measures, who refused to listen to the Rav, who spoke in the town square about forbidden sales practices. Pat reminds of Daf Peites. The seller who always made sure to use his Eifa Shlema pot to remember not to level in a place with a heap reminds of the first sugya on the Daf that Eifa Shlema teaches us not to deviate from measuring practices, even without cheating. The competitor who went poor because he cheated reminds of the second sugya on the Daf that a person's money is dependent on how he acts and measures. And the Rav that spoke in the town square about forbidden sales practices reminds of the third sugya on the daf, Oilim Oimer, Oilim Loyimer. The first sugya on the daf, Ein Meisifin Alamidis Yesim Ishtos. Second sugya, hoarding produce. Third sugya, exporting staples from Eretz Yisrael. The sim from Babasadav Tzadi is at Stuckaback. It was a dark day in Stuckaville where the large town Pushka notified people it was prohibited to increase the value of coins more than a sixth. When one person was found hoarding produce to inflate prices, and another was caught exporting staples outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is Aser. Stuckaback reminds of Daf Tzadi. The large pushka which notified people that you can't increase the value of coins more than a sixth reminds of the first sugya on the daf, Ein Meisifin Alamidis Yesim Ishtos. The person who was found hoarding produce to inflate the prices reminds of the second sugya on the daf regarding hoarding produce. And the one that was exporting staples outside of Eretz Yisrael reminds of a third sugya on the daf, exporting staples from Eretz Yisrael, which is Aser.